Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your priority for the rest of the Yankees season is home field advantage throughout, it wasn't a good weekend because they lost 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays. And for whatever reason, the Toronto Blue Jays, they have been the one team in the American League East that's actually played the Yankees tough. They went 17-2 against the Orioles. They've gone 14-5 against the Red Sox, and they're 12-5 against Tampa. They're only 9-7 against the Blue Jays for whatever reason. So if that's your priority, okay, it wasn't a good weekend. They lost 2 out of 3. Granted, most of the guys participating this weekend pitching-wise will not be a part of a postseason roster, but whatever. But if your priority is, hey, I kind of want to see this team healthy. I kind of want to see some of these guys
back.
Well, then it was a good weekend. First of all, they didn't lose anybody more. Remember, a few days ago when they're losing Gary Sanchez.
Encarnacion,
all this. Over the weekend, everybody came out alive. Aaron Judge is okay. He's not running into the fence. DJ LeMahieu's okay, so that's good. And they brought back Jordan Montgomery, and they brought back Dellin Betances. Dellin faced two hitters, looked okay. So from that stand, I don't know about Jordan Montgomery. I have no idea what his role would be. I don't know if Jordan Montgomery would even be on the postseason roster, but it's another option. Now it's another guy to throw out there. And you're going to see Luis Severino this week, and you're going to see Giancarlo Stanton this week, which is remarkable because I think we all almost forgot he existed. So from a standpoint of,
I don't know if the Yankee fans are in a hurry to see him, but, you know.
Well, they should be because this is a guy that won the MVP 2 years ago.
No,
you know what he's capable of doing.
I don't know many Yankee fans that like him, though. I have to say that.
Well, that will
not
change or could change.
Well, it could change.
That could change. I can't say will.
You don't know for sure. It could change.
It could change. All he needs is a couple of big at-bats in October. It'll be forgotten about.
Right.
And it's funny because no matter what Stanton did this year, he could have won the MVP. He could have hit 55 home runs. There would be a great amount of Yankee fans saying, who cares, do it in October,
yep,
right? That'd be
sick. Of course.
So the fact that he's barely played, it's the same thing. If he comes out and hits in October, nobody's going to give a damn that he barely played during the regular season. So he is a better player than what maybe some give him credit for. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to go off in October. I have no idea what he's going to do in October. We saw Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez, two of the all-time greats, have multiple awful Octobers. But you know what happened with both of those guys? Eventually, they showed you how great they were. Barry Bonds in 2002 and Alex Rodriguez in 2009. Now, Stanton may not get 7 or 8 opportunities.
Even though Barry didn't win, but still.
He didn't win, but it certainly wasn't his fault.
No, of course.
You know what I mean? That, he finally got through. And,
right.
Because I think when people thought about Barry Bonds in October, they thought of John Franco striking him out in game 2 of that NLDS and all the series with the Pirates.
Yeah, no, of course.
Where he did nothing.
Yep.
So it is a net positive that these guys are coming back. The battle for home field advantage, we'll see. I mean, the Astros had they're blowing teams out. I saw them yesterday beat up the Kansas City Royals, scoring 1 million runs. So they don't have the tiebreak. They have to beat the Astros outright to get home field advantage. Right now they're tied. As far as the Mets, it was a damaging weekend. God. They needed to win 2 out of 3. They had a chance to win 2 out of 3 yesterday with Zach Wheeler delivering a DeGrom-like effort in that. Every time there were guys on base, every time there was a moment where it looked like Zach Wheeler was going to implode, he was able to bear down and make the big pitch. The problem is the Met offense, after Brandon Nimmo's triple,
did
nothing.
And you knew watching this game last night, I don't care who they could have had Raleigh Fingers and Goose Gossage in the 7th and the 8th and 9th inning. You knew they weren't winning this game. You just knew it, that 2 runs was not going to be enough, that eventually the Dodgers – we're going to catch up with them. And why can't we, especially now, Wheeler, I don't even think he was at 100 pitches. Can he pitch the damn 8th inning? I mean, really, this makes me nuts. I mean, let the guy, even DeGrom the other night, all right? Well, I think he was at 104. It's money time now. Can these guys go to more than 7 innings?
I think DeGrom said he was done.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I think he did
after
the game.
I don't know if Wheeler said that yesterday.
The thing about Wheeler, here's where it was touch and go. Again, sometimes pitch count can be overrated, good and bad. he had just bared down twice in a row.
Yeah, he had a lot of stressful pitches.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I mean,
that.
In the sixth inning, he gives up a leadoff double. He has to strike everybody out back-to-back. And then in the seventh, there were two on and one out. And he had to get back-to-back strikeouts. So I don't know how much those two sequences took a lot out of him.
I guess.
And I would have been worried that next time he isn't going to get out of it.
Well.
So that's why I didn't hate it. What I didn't love was Wilson instead of Lugo.
Yeah.
And when Chris Taylor comes up, letting Wilson face Taylor. I got Seth. Look, Justin Wilson's been fine. I'm not going to sit here
first
and kill
him. All, during the broadcast, and it's so hard to watch these idiots that do the game.
Well, because they're awful.
I mean, you know, they are just terrible.
Yeah.
And I think it was A-Rod that said it at one point in the game where he basically said that Lugo was unavailable in his game.
Yeah, they said that. Jessica Mendoza said that, actually.
What do you mean he's unavailable?
And I trusted her because apparently she works for the Mets.
I understand that, but I'm saying to myself, why? He only pitched one inning the night before. They took him out for the pinch hitter. Turned out to be Rajay Davis who won the game for him.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, he only pitched one inning. He didn't go two innings. You tell me he can't pitch today? Obviously,
it was wrong. Well, listen, this was unbelievable when this happened. Okay, so Kenley Jansen comes in the eighth inning. They had Dave Roberts on earlier in the broadcast, and Dave was very honest. He said, yeah, I'm getting Kenley in no matter what.
Right.
Hopefully it's a safe situation, but if not, I'll bring him in the eighth inning.
Right.
Okay, so Dave's telling us everything.
Right.
So Kenley comes in, pitches the eighth inning, everything's great. Now we move on. We go to the ninth, and Kenley spots do up. They pinch it for Kenley Jansen, and now the inning is continuing, obviously. That's when Jed Jerko got the game-winning hit. These buffoons, all three of them, they are such buffoons.
they really are
sitting there for 3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And hat tip to the Giant insiders because they love the word buffoon. It's a great word, buffoon. These three buffoons are talking about, do you think Kenley Jansen should come out and pitch the ninth? They just pitched for him. How do you people not know this?
I tried so hard. I'm watching a game last night. Right? I'm trying so hard not to listen to these guys. And there's just certain things that you're going to hear. Yeah. You can't avoid it.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, my God.
I regret it.
And then talking to Jessica Mendoza, you're a consultant for the Mets. Well, what are we talking about here? Like, she's making decisions for the Mets?
Well, she didn't know if Lugo was available or not.
What does
she know?
Of course.
And Vasgersian with his cute, sorry, Mets fans, for this line, the jerk store called, and they want you back. We don't need the Seinfeld joke from 20 years ago, pal. We've heard it. And A-Rod's the biggest phony on the planet.
Well.
And everybody buys into it for some reason. Why is this guy even on Sunday Night Baseball?
Because he's A-Rod.
He cheated the game.
You wanna know why?
He lied continuously.
Why? A-Rod.
Why?
He's A-Rod.
Oh, he's A-Rod. He's Mr. Perfect now.
You know what I mean.
Let me take Instagram photos of me and J-Lo.
You know the deal.
I should have gone to this game. The biggest mistake I made yesterday is I should have gone to the game to avoid them. That's what I should have done.
Yeah.
And all it did
you still would have been aggravated.
I would have been aggravated, but it would only been
to the
that
Jet game
aggravation.
Tonight. Speaking of aggravation.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't go tonight. I'm staying home. I have to watch
it. I don't blame you.
I went last week. There's no reason. It's just not. I mean, when a game's over, I can just roll over.
Yeah, that is.
That's it.
That's a perfect thing.
You know, because Ira will call me like 11:30.
Breaking it down.
You know, Ira, he'll be calling me tonight about what time's the kickoff? 8:15.
8:15.
7:30. Phone call.
I feel good tonight.
Do you feel good?
No. Ira's gonna say that.
Oh wow.
No, Ira's giving up.
Oh yeah,
he's done.
Guaranteed picks him to win tonight. What are you talking about? It's guaranteed.
The only thing is, tell me he wants to trade the whole roster.
He'll pick him to beat the Pats next week when it'll be like Alabama playing Rutgers. What are you kidding?
Yeah. But by the way, all right, as much as I don't like Mickey Callaway, the manager, and maybe I would have done things differently, they did not lose this game last night because of Mickey Callaway.
They didn't hit
at all. It's
as simple
as that.
Right now, let's be honest, I mean, McNeil and Alonso are not hitting now.
No.
I mean, they've been carried by Frazier, by Lagares, by Rajay Davis getting that big hit the
other night.
You just
named three guys that weren't even in the lineup yesterday.
But think about that.
No, you're right.
Well, Frazier guy just got hurt when he got hit by that pitch the other night.
Right.
So, so I understand that.
You know who's cooled off? Ramos has cooled off.
Well, that is another guy.
He was bound
to. But he was red hot.
Yeah.
All those guys.
Yeah,
but right now, none of them are hitting right now.
No one's hitting. I mean, here was the early turn in this game where I got a stomach ache and didn't feel good. Very early in this game, when Brandon Nimmo hit the two-run triple to put him up 2-0, Ahmed Rosario put together this incredible at-bat. I mean, he's just fouling pitches off against Buehler, getting his pitch count up there. When he struck out for whatever reason, I kind of had a sinking feeling because, hey, there's a runner on third, less than two outs.
Oh, yeah.
Tack on that third run, bro. And to Buehler's credit, and this is why he's one of the best up-and-coming pitchers in this sport, he locked down after that. And he had that weird disagreement with Dave Roberts. I don't know what was going on. But after the triple to Nimmo and the long at-bat versus Rosario, he retired everybody he faced, and they obviously took him out a little early.
But he had that one last shot. Was it the seventh inning?
Against Dustin May in the
first
seventh.
And second with a couple guys out. Nimmo hit a line drive that went foul down a right field line, and he winds up striking out. And that was it. I knew right then that was it. They didn't score runs there. It was over.
They were not going to be able to protect this game at 2-1.
Never.
And it's a damaging loss. And I know we've said this 150 times. They're probably done again. Well, they're four games back.
Yep.
Now we are back in the mode of what do they have to do on this trip? They have to go 6-0.
Nah, they got to win every game.
They got to win every game.
They got 13 games left. They basically got to win them all. And even that is not a guarantee they'd make it.
Yeah. What they have to do right now is go on a 10-game winning streak going into the Atlanta series. That's pretty much it.
They got to basically win every game now. And again, like I said, they don't play Milwaukee. They don't play the Cubs. I mean, you know, it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, the Cardinals play the Cubs seven times.
Right.
At the end of the season, the Cardinal lead over the Cubs is only two. So the Cubs are certainly thinking about the Central.
Sure.
The Cubs had some weekend.
Yeah,
they scored a billion runs. I get it, but they scored.
They did.
Scored a million.
They scored 16 yesterday, right?
16-6 yesterday,
yep.
14-1 on Saturday, and 17-8 on Friday. That's insane.
So it is ridiculous.
And the Brewers won a game because Carlos Martinez had to go to the hospital, so they didn't have him available to close. They had a one-run lead in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, two outs, 3-2 count on Ryan Braun. He's facing Junior Martinez, whatever. Ryan Braun, it's a grand slam.
Yeah, why not?
It's a great win for the Brewers.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.